If the woman you can prove she told you I vaccinated the dog, is there a vaccine against parvo?
That's the first series of vaccinations of puppies.
If she told you, if she told you she got the vaccines against parvo and lied about it, then you can sue her. That's misrepresentation.
And her girlfriend came with her to our house, and she would be a witness that she. I asked her again to her face.
Sue her in small claims court. You'll win. Yeah. Don't send her a letter. Sue her in small claims court. You're not
going to. Go ahead and file.
Yeah, you're not going to get your money from her. She's never going to give you $2,000.
Okay.
Good luck. Yeah, get your kids another dog and get it from the pound and not from a breeder. Len Tillum, KGO, News Talk 810. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. Good show today. Come back tomorrow for more.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It has been a long time since we could tell you about a strong day on Wall Street, with the Dow ending the day up nearly 500 points. Investors are encouraged by a number of things today. We begin with ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
There's a lot of reason for those hoots and hollers, Sherry. Stock market's best day of the year. The Dow closed up about 501 points after an unexpected jump in home sales and, says Art Cashin of UBS, new hope for high finance.
The idea that the banks might have a better shot at life has got all the financials running. They're leading the rally.
The government provided details of its new plan to clean up bank balance sheets today, and ABC's Ann Compton has more live from the White House.
Aaron, the unusual deal getting credit for this surge is a public-private partnership with investors and the government buying up toxic loans from weary banks. And it all has President Obama sounding broadly optimistic.
You are starting to see glimmers of hope in the housing market that stabilization may be taking place.
He does caution the turnaround will take a long time. Sherry?
ABC's Ann Compton and Aaron Katursky. Federal safety inspectors are still trying to figure out why that single-engine plane went down in Butte, Montana over the weekend, and we now know who was on board.
Local media reports say a family of five from California's Napa Valley was on board, including Dr. Aaron Jacobson, an eye doctor in St. Helena. Witnesses say they thought they were watching a stunt plane. The turboprop banked to the side and then took a nosedive.
ABC's Alex Stone also on board. Two other families all headed for a ski vacation in the mountains. Mount Redoubt in Alaska keeps spewing ash, and that means flooding and other problems could be on the way.
You're throwing a lot of hot material out onto a lot of snow. That rapidly melts the snow, resulting in large mud flows.
John Power, geophysicist with the USGS. The volcano sent a cloud of ash as high as 50,000 feet into the air. Markets again, Dow up 496, NASDAQ up 91. You're listening to ABC News.
You can learn a lot about a car company just by listening to its cars. How solid it is. How efficiently it runs. How well it drives years down the road. One car company puts its quality out there every day for everyone to hear. General Motors. Because we know building quality cars is the most important thing we can do. That's why we back our cars with the best coverage in America. The 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Fully transferable limited powertrain coverage for up to 5 years or 100,000 miles. Plus, roadside assistance and courtesy transportation on most cars and light-duty trucks we sell. Confidence you can trust in a car you'll absolutely love. Want to know the kind of company GM really is? All you have to do is listen. We let our cars do the talking. To hear more about General Motors and the kinds of cars we build, visit GM.com. 5 years, 100,000 miles, whichever comes first. See dealer for warranty details.
College students and senior citizens, pretty much anybody who can, is filling sandbags in Fargo, North Dakota. Mayor Dennis Wallaker says the Red River could crest at record highs by the end of the week.
We're talking about 40.1 on Friday, and our normal flood stage is 18 feet, so you can understand it's a pretty significant amount of area that we need to protect.
The last significant flood in Fargo was only a dozen years ago. Two spacewalking astronauts have failed to free a jammed equipment storage shelf at the International Space Station. A pin was inserted upside down during Saturday's spacewalk, and that's what caused it. Rolling out today in India, a $2,000 car, the cheapest in the world so far.
Coming soon to India's crowded streets, Tata's Nano, boasting a two-cylinder engine, four-speed manual transmission and top speed of 65 miles per hour. It's hoped the car's price tag of $2,000 will get India's families off dangerous scooters and into safer four-wheelers. Already demand has outstripped supply, with production limited to just 30 to 50,000 cars in the first year. The hope now is to turn the value for money no-frills Nano into a hit overseas. Linda Alvin, ABC News.
Atlantic City casinos are losing money, and New Jersey's budget is in shambles, so a state lawmaker has now filed a federal lawsuit seeking to overturn a U.S. ban on sports betting. State Senator Raymond Siniak says sports betting already exists under the counter, so sanctioning it would mean more money in state coffers. This is ABC News.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. You can book 10 nights in Spokane to get one free night in San Fran, or book 7 nights in Providence and 3 nights in Richmond to get one free night in Reno. But a combination you definitely can't do is 2 nights in Grated Cheesetown and 8 nights in Roller Rinkerton to get one free night in Rabbit Stewville. Because, unfortunately, none of those places exist. Get free nights with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Join online or call 800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. I'm Brett Burkhardt live in the East Bay. Condolences are pouring in here from around the world today after a wanted parolee killed 3 officers and left a 4th on life support. Neighbors are being encouraged to sign a condolence book at City Hall in Oakland. A judge here in the East Bay has delayed the preliminary hearing of a former bar police officer accused of murder, but says it's not because of the possible effects the weekend police officer killings might have on the proceedings. He says it's because the lawyer for Johannes Meserle knew the officers who were killed, which could affect his attention to Meserle's case. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Thanks so much, and we'll start off with a problem in the area of Benicia, southbound 688 Industrial Way. Road construction in the right lane, and the off-ramp is shut down. You got about 10-minute delays there. Can we build a smarter planet? IBM invites you to join a conversation about the most critical issues we face today at IBM.com/think. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Sunny and windy today, especially over the hills. Cooler temperatures, too. Highs in the upper 50s, low 60s. Lloyd Lindsay-Young says it'll be sunny and less windy tomorrow and warmer with highs well into the 60s. It's 59 here in the East Bay. I'm Brett Burkhardt live from News Car 15, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. I'm not going to spend a lot of time in this, but it's a good lead into a couple of other stories. As you know, controversies over some of the Pope's comments continue, having to do with birth control, condoms, the whole deal. Interesting poll in France in September 2008, 32% of French people had a bad opinion of Benedict. That's now close to 60%. And it is interesting, culture to culture. I could never see protests in the street, could you, in America, over the Pope's comments about condoms in Africa? But it's different in other countries. And there are people, you know, rioting in the streets, the far left clashing with the far right. And here's a statement by one group, not me. Quote, by refusing to allow the promotion of condoms, the church has millions of deaths on its conscience. And France is a Catholic country. I mean, it's one of the reasons I say this. And 200,000 people turned out for an open-air service in Paris last year when the Pope visited France. And it is no small task to keep religious dogma up to date with the times. After all, most religious dogma came from man, not from God. So many of the tenets of so many churches has happened in the last, what would you say, 1,000 years, 1,500 years, where, you know, men have convened meetings and decided on all the things that we accept as, quote, gospel, using the term loosely. For instance, here is a cardinal calling for a debate on the idea of the celibacy of priests. And he says here the church sooner or later is going to have to talk about letting priests get married. Now, once again, that was something that a group of men got together to decide, okay, priests can't marry. You know, they just decided it. It didn't come from the Old Testament, didn't come from Jesus. So these things will be interesting. And of course, the survival of many religions depends upon its ability to, you know, interact and integrate with the modern world. Now, speaking of the modern world and religion, here's one. What do you think about this? Is this a web idea that we all should have thought about? You click in on your religion of choice on the homepage, and then you go to a list of prayers, right? And you pay for the prayers, and they'll recite the prayers for you. Prices are based on the length of the text. For Catholics, the monthly fee for a daily prayer ranges from 70 cents for the Hail Marys to 49 bucks for the rosary. And for the hesitant ones, there's a button offers a reminder. Show God you're serious. Get the complete rosary package. That's an offer hard to resist. Once the payment's done, the computer belonging to the site's host will recite the requested prayer every day using the software. The Last Cry. For Muslims, the site specifies that computer speakers are turned towards Mecca. Also, you get targeted prayers for one low price. You got a relative, you enter their name at the time you purchase, and the machine will recite the prayer for a speedy cure. There's an alternative for ones who are too late as well, and for pacifists, a prayer for peace in this world, that's only $3.95 a month, and, you know, you're obligated to do that one. So what about that? There's modernizing religion. Does that help? Okay, I don't know. So Nadia, I hate to give this woman any publicity, but she says here she will never, ever divulge the identity of the father. When she told the father, can you imagine sitting down and a little lady in your life just flashes that doe-eyed look and says, you're going to have 14 kids. And I don't know if he's the father of the first ones, but he's at least going to have 8 children. Now, my question is, if she swears never, ever will anybody know who he is, what about the children? Is that fair to them? I don't know who he is, what his relationship, she's described him a little bit, but that's not fair to the kids. They give the children no access, and if they have access, then we'll all know who the guy is. Speaking of fertility workups here, you know, it's tough for couples to go through fertility workups, but it has more to do with their personalities and the nature of the relationship than just the process of a fertility workup where, you know, you put your love life on a timer, etc. And it isn't the same as other life stresses because becoming a parent is a central life event important for your development as a person. It's not like coping with buying a house or coping with an illness. So anyway, here they found that different individuals, for instance, those of you who have a high self-criticism perspective, you're always criticizing yourself to a dependency issue where you overemphasize the relationship versus your own identity. And they looked at whether a person was attached to his or her partner. There's 4 categories there, by the way. Secure, where you feel worthy of the other person's love for you. Insecure and preoccupied, meaning that you don't feel worthy, but does think their partner is responsive. Insecure, fearful, avoidant, means you feel unworthy. All of that had a lot to do with how you felt during fertility workups. And it wasn't the duration of fertility problems either. It doesn't mean people in rocky relationships are invariably going to find fertility treatment extremely stressful, because you can undergo counseling and therapy to help build a stronger, more secure attachment. Hello, you're going to have children here. I don't know. I read the description of some of these relationships and the personalities involved. My first reaction is, excuse me, you don't need to have kids. Why are you having children? What is driving that instinct in you? So at least don't underestimate the power of fertility treatments on your relationship. And I mean negatively, and take the counseling if it's offered. Here's a woman undergoing a sex change operation to become a man. She's put their operation on hold because, well, she's pregnant with twins. It happens. What about this? I don't know. I don't know why. Okay, I don't favor this. Here's the police department, and they are in Colorado someplace, and they think the way to solve the problem of prostitution is to send the wives a letter to let them know that their husband has been found on a list, that their husband may be seeing a prostitute. Yes, that can impact the health of the woman. But I don't know. First of all, the letter makes you guilty before you get your day in court. You need therapy, maybe. You need help, maybe. But maybe you don't need the police sending a letter to your wife. I'll tell you something that you will object to. This came up many years ago. We talked through the Bill Clinton thing, and we had therapists lining up, saying it is not automatically the best thing in a relationship to tell the truth. If you're telling the truth about something like this, it's to assuage your own guilt. You're not trying to help your wife. It's a selfish thing to do. And, you know, what if they send a letter like this and the wife just kills herself? She's so upset. What if you sent a letter like this and you're wrong? What if you sent a letter like this and the wife, for some reason, it's okay with her for the husband once in a while to get a professional servicing because there's something going on in the relationship? It's just, you know, it's an admission that everything we've tried to do to stamp out all these human tendencies, which have been with us for thousands of years, whether it's using drugs or prostitutes and go down the list, has failed. And this is, you know, the last ditch effort. Show me that this helps. That's all. Show me that this helps marriages and families and helps prevent prostitution. Then I can sit and talk with you. But just the fact that the police department thinks by sending letters to families are helping, that doesn't sell it. This is a tricky issue. 300 American jobs are about to be lost because the American government is now going to buy condoms from the Chinese. Cheaper offshore condoms. It's a long and interesting story talking about why is the stimulus money not going there, talking about prices. It turns out the American-made company produces condoms for 5 cents a piece. Boy, that's cheaper than the store, versus Chinese condoms for 2 cents. Then it gets into who has thinner condoms, which condoms are going to rip more, and the besmirching of the Chinese made-in-China label by so many products that have gone bad. And do Chinese condoms hold up as well? It's really a fascinating story that goes on and on and on. And I just, you know, this is the United States government trying to get a cheaper product. And what can I say? I can't decide. That's all. I'll leave it at that. Okay, Congress is really getting all over U.S. firms that purchased now recalled peanut products for failing to ensure the goods were safe. Come on. You're making a peanut cookie. It's not your job. In this industry, in this day and age, you assume that the peanuts you're buying, among all the other ingredients, the flour and the sugar, I mean, all the ingredients that go to making a cookie are okay. And if the Democrats in Congress are so upset and it's about food, why don't they look at food supplements? Why don't they do something useful and help us? When you go out for a restaurant and you eat and you get sick, you always blame it on the food. I get sick on a Tuesday morning. If I went to a restaurant on a Monday night, I get these calls all the time. It's the restaurant's fault, right? No. Here's an illness striking 400 diners at a top-notch British restaurant, the famous restaurant called Fat Duck. People went. They got sick. It's been investigated. It was norovirus. 5 customers tested positive. And a couple of staff members. Now, norovirus, I told you the classic study on this was in The Lancet. We must have talked about this 15 years ago, where one person in a corner of this restaurant got norovirus. This is what happens on cruise ships. It happens everywhere. There's lots of these infections. You get throw-ups, diarrhea, etc. Anyway, the person threw up in a restaurant. 6 out of 8 people at the next table got sick. You know, they went home later and got sick. 4 out of the 6 people at the next table sick. 3 out of 10 people at the next table. And finally, way at the far end of the restaurant, no one got sick. In other words, droplets. It's just spread by droplets and people inhale them. So it's not always the food. Is this big time here? This is a piece in European papers saying that the latest diet craze to grip America, and it promises you drink one drink and it'll burn 300 calories, already being used by Katie Holmes and Lindsay Lohan. Boy, there's an endorsement. It's not yet being sold in Britain. I've never heard of the product. But the MetaBoost formula, supposedly with caffeine, green tea, guarana, vitamins, and taurine, raises your metabolism for 3 hours, and you'll lose weight that way. Now, the product is called Celsius. Have you heard of it? If you have, forget about it. There's no such thing. I am going to talk about, in this program, 72 products the FDA has now, weight loss products you should avoid, not because they don't work, because they all don't work, but because they're dangerous, friends. 72 of them. All right, so you're going to want to listen to that. Here's a product, a new bladder control tea. Let me get this right. You got a problem with bladder control, and you're going to drink a bunch of cups of tea, and it's $20 a box? I'm reading the ingredients, and oh my gosh, they're all natural. I'll try it. nonsense. My favorite nonsense product here, I'm not going to tell you the name because when I do, it gets misused. They say, as featured on the Dr. Dina Dell program, this is a ripply little thing you screw into your ceiling. And the claims border on among the most ridiculous I've ever heard in my life. First, it's $1,500. It's a little wavy rip. Looks like a piece of corrugated cardboard. It's probably made out of metal. You screw it into your ceiling. And as I said, the claims, it's so bad that if you're gullible enough, I substituted that for a not nice word, to buy this, and you deserve it. It helps all living things. Animals, organic milk farm, experienced a 10% increase in milk production the very first summer they installed these in their barns. I'm picking just among the most nonsensical. No moving parts, requires no maintenance except for an occasional dusting, so it does not lose its effectiveness. Hang it in the home. It will do the rest. It will resonate with and benefit the body as long as it keeps hanging around. Do nothing except enjoy the good feeling and all the new energy you will have. By the way, they show a woman's before and after, the back of her hand, and how her skin on the back of her hand got better because she screwed, screwed one of these things into the ceiling. All right? It's a ripple thing. It's a ripoff. You don't need it. All right, as I mentioned, I'm going to want to talk to you about 72 products you need to hear. I'm going to try and read you the list really, really fast. These are weight loss products. Go to your medicine cabinet. If you have any of these, you bought any of these, you've seen any of these on TV, run the other way because we can't do anything to stop the advertisers. All right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255 again. 800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech. At Saturn, we get it, which is why we've extended our 0% APR financing or cashback offers on the 2009 View, Aura, and Outlook, including hybrids and the 2008 Astra. Available to qualified buyers. Length of contract limited. See retailer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/09.
Why are you so distant? Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-603-7572. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-603-7572. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-603-7572. Again, 1-800-603-7572.
Warm weather's on the way. If you have leg veins, now's the time to get them treated. Dr. Palmer White from the Laser Light Treatment Center has developed one of the most effective and non-invasive treatments for varicose veins, vein ablation.
We get 99 to 100% clearance of ropey veins in one treatment without surgery. We get 60 to 80% clearance of spider veins in one treatment. Patients walk in with big ropey veins and walk out with those veins collapsed before they leave the office.
I'm back into shorts. I'm back into dresses. I
I don't have to wear leg makeup anymore. I went to Hawaii and was in a bathing suit.
It's nice to have good-looking legs.
I'm Dr. Palmer White. If you're considering treatment for varicose veins or spider veins, come and see me. Consultations are free, so you have nothing to lose except a vein.
Get back into bathing suits and shorts. Call Laser Light Treatment Center today at 415-892-9550. That's 892-9550. 892-9550. For more information, go to KGORadio.com/veins.
Through an official statement.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on! Lose control.
Hi, everybody. All right, let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing, Dr. Dean?
Fine, sir.
Got a really weird one for you. I've had my testosterone levels checked. I'm 35. And the total testosterone is about 160, which apparently is way below the low end. And my free is 2.81, which is almost the max.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a couple doctors, and they can't figure it out. And we suspected hypothyroidism. We suspected hypogonadism, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, well, at least the endocrinologist doesn't think I have either, and he thinks it's not a big deal and I should just kind of not bother with it because he says my thyroid levels are fine and my free testosterone is very high, but I'm concerned about the total being so low and what kind of a weird thing would cause that.
Yeah, well, as you know, testosterone is carried in your blood with a protein. And if the testosterone's bound to the protein, it doesn't act on the body. So the amount that's free in your blood is what's important. Testosterone is notoriously next to impossible to measure and draw any conclusions. I can't tell you how fraught with difficulty this is. I would not take any medication or pill or do anything based on a blood testosterone reading. It's complicated. You got to take them a few times and be very, very careful. Your testosterone goes up and down depending on what you did that day. You had a good day? Did you win a tennis match? Did you make a lot of money? Did you see a pretty girl? All these things radically influence a man's testosterone levels, and we have no idea what normal is. So start with that thought. But my first question, which you haven't mentioned, if you were my patient, I'd say, hey, Jim, what's going on? What's going on in your life? What led you to the doctor in the first place? What manifestation of low testosterone is hitting you the hardest? So if you're looking after thyroid, maybe it's fatigue. Is that it? Or what's your sex drive or what? What's going on with you?
I'm experiencing the symptoms of low testosterone. I'm having... I get hot a lot. I get hot flashes. My ears and face get red. I have my voice changes throughout the day. Sometimes it's really low. Sometimes it's really high, and it's random. It's random. I've had a lot of weight gain all of a sudden for no reason. I seem to be developing kind of larger male breasts and stuff. And just my performance in the gym is way down, and it's just really odd. And nobody can seem to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I would take each symptom separately, and some of the things you've mentioned all have alternative explanations. I am not, what I'm about to say, implying this is you, but just to let you know that weight gain can cause male breast development. So can alcohol consumption by inhibiting the ability of the body to destroy estrogen. You mentioned weight gain. Well, yeah, maybe. Workouts at the gym. I have no idea what's going on there. And I don't know that a drop in testosterone would immediately manifest like that. That's a tough one. You know, a testicular biopsy might help. A couple of the first few symptoms you mentioned, I've already forgotten with my brain. The first two things you mentioned.
I get hot. Like hot flashes,
yes.
My face, my ears get red, and my endocrinologist says that can be a symptom of your testosterone level dropping.
It could be, but I didn't get to an article today about people who flush who have an enzyme that's missing. That's very, very common depending upon your background, and it can also lead to a higher risk of diabetes possibly. But flushing is something that we inherit, and some people flush more than others. And when you do flush, it gives you a sense of heat, and indeed it can be a sign of a dropping testosterone, you see. So, you know, what's happened is I think you've piled up a bunch of symptoms, each of which could be a sign of reduced testosterone. In and of themselves, they are not, and even altogether, they are not. In other words, I could have separate symptoms, all of which have separate causes, and it's going to take somebody smart. And I would pursue, continue to do what you're doing, which is pursue your testosterone levels and go after some of the alternative explanations for each of those things. In other words, the flashing, there are a couple of skin conditions that can do that hot flash thing. And yet you could, listen, there could be something else going on with you, and you gotta pursue it. I would say as a generic drop, and you never mentioned that's, you know, you're having any difficulties with sexuality, which is often the most common reason men go to the endocrinologist. So keep up trying, all right? I want to talk to you about 72 weight loss products that are, it's not that they're worthless, they may be dangerous. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Condolences are pouring in from around the state and the country today after the weekend murders of three Oakland police officers. Another officer has been declared brain dead. He is being kept on life support until his organs can be donated. Preliminary hearing into the murder case of former BART officer Johannes Messerly has been postponed until May 18th. Santa Clara County DA's office reporting the results of a two-year investigation into a major South Bay drug trafficking operation, 14 people arrested. The markets ended the day up 497 points at 7,775. Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny and windy this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Know what blind luck is? It's when Blinds.com offers you a card good for $300 in gas, free with your order. Yep, free for a limited time when you choose from the huge lineup of beautiful and affordable blinds at Blinds.com. You'll receive a card good for $300 in gas. Blinds.com prices absolutely crush home improvement store prices on top quality blinds, shutters, and drapes. Stores can't compete with Blinds.com prices, but there's more. Blinds.com customer service offers expert phone advice and free installation videos that make it fast and easy to measure and install them yourself, or they'll send pro installers to your home to do it for you. Either way, Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices on top quality brand name blinds, shades, and draperies. Plus, in most cases, you'll save even more with free shipping, free color samples, and no sales tax. And remember, for a limited time, type internet in the optional code box during checkout for a card good for $300 in gas. Visit Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com.
The verge of falling asleep, and then it starts. The snorting, the choking sounds, and sometimes there's even a little whistle to it. Hi, it's Heather. Snoring is considered a mild form of sleep apnea. According to the Center for Disease Control, 50 to 70 million Americans have an undiagnosed and untreated sleep disorder. That's more than one in every 3 to 4 of us. Sleep apnea not only raises your risk of dangerous daytime drowsiness, but can lead to a range of serious medical conditions, including elevated blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, and even sudden death. Well, finally, there's a safe and simple solution created by the Oral Sleep Alliance, a collaborative group of accredited sleep physicians and professional dental practitioners. Here's what Dr. Dean has to say.
For many people, oral sleep appliances are a proven alternative to continuous positive airway pressure for the treatment of obstructive sleep apnea.
So if you or someone you know suffers from sleep apnea, or you think they do, you need to call OSA. 800-OSA-2-DAY. That's 800-OSA-2-DAY or 800-672-2329. 800-672-2329.
Hello world, here's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Get happy with Dish Network's best deal ever. For a limited time, get over 100 of the best channels for just $9.99 a month for 6 months. Then keep saving year after year with Dish Network's everyday low prices. Call now and get a free two-room DVR receiver upgrade and 15 premium movie channels, including HBO, free for 3 months. Call Dish Network and start saving money today. Call 888-231-DISH. That's 888-231-3474. Or visit dishnetwork.com or your local participating retailer.
Come on, get happy.
make you happy.
Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Oh.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina here. All right. The feds have added to their list. I would say you're going to buy any over-the-counter weight loss product. You're out there. There's none, really, that have proven in the long term to really make you lose weight. Right? There's Ali. Well, you get, stains in your undies and doesn't seem to work. But the problem is, what's so pernicious here is that many of the products that the FDA is listing now, they added 41 more products to the list, contain dangerous prescription drugs, some of which are not approved in this country, not meant for sale. Fenproporex, I never heard of. Fluoxetine, that's an antidepressant. Bumetanide, furosemide is a powerful diuretic. Powerful. Rimonabant will depress, 10% of people that's taking it. It's not for sale in the U.S. Sotilastat, experimental drug, not approved. Here's a very powerful anti-seizure drug. Phenylphthalein, sibutramine. It goes on and on and on. And the problem is the names. And there's groups of them that are pretty common. So I'll go down. Here's a bunch of them that say 2-day diet, 2-day slim advance, 2X diet, 3-day diet, 3-day fit, 3X, 5X, 7-day herbal slim, 7-day diet, 7 diet, 7 diet, day night formula, 8-factor diet, 8-factor, 21 double diet, 999. So these are all the number ones. Body creator, body shaping, body slimming, Cosmos Slim, Extreme Plus, Extreme This, fasting diet, fat loss diet, herbal, Zenicol, Imelda, Perfect Slim, Natural This, Perfect Slim, Perfect Slim 5X, Perfect Slim Up, Phyto Shape, Powerful Slim, Pro Slim Plus, Royal Slimming Formula, Slim 3-in-1, Slim 3-in-1 Extra Slim, 3-in-1 Extra Slim Waist Formula, Slim 3-in-1, blah, 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 a whole bunch of those, Slim Burn, Slim Fast, Slim Express, Slim Tech, Slim Up, Slim Waist, Slim Waistline, Slim Biotic, Slimming Formula, Super Slim, Super Slimming, Triple Slim, and the best, my favorite, X Svelten. X-S-V-E-L-T-E-N, like Svelte, but with an X in front of it. Now, I did that to you on purpose. Those are some of them. You hear those terms? Run from any product that has any of those words in it. I'll stick my neck out. Okay? There is no such thing. It's a myth. There is no pill you can take that will just melt the fat away overnight while you sit, watch television. Get over it. Again, a part of me keeps going up to this borderline and not even mentioning this, figuring that if you're so gullible, you really believe there's a diet pill on late night TV that'll help you lose 100 pounds while you watch TV, then you're beyond help. You're beyond help. I can't help you. You're not interested in reality. You're not interested in facts. And, I'll fill this program up with stuff that most people can relate to, really care and are willing to learn about this stuff. That's just what the feds have uncovered as being potentially dangerous. They don't even care about products that are worthless. What are you going to do about that? Well, here they're grilling the food people in America, in Congress. It's called food supplements. That's the law under which these products come in. That's the loophole. You care so much about food and food safety. Why is this not being dealt with? Okay, let's move on. Let's talk to Dave. How you doing, Dave? Welcome to the program.
Good, thank you, doctor. A few months ago, I had a lesion removed from the soft palate of my mouth. My doctor and the ENT called it a leukoplakia, and I was told it was caused by excessive drinking and or smoking, which I do neither, and I wonder what may have caused this.
Well, there are other things that can cause leukoplakia. It's precancerous, but the truth of the matter is only a small percentage of people with this will go on to develop oral cancer. It is, it's a scary thing to get. It is mostly seen in smokers and drinkers, but it's seen, for instance, women can have it in the genital region. They don't smoke or drink there, right? It also can be seen with dental work, irritation, anything that chronically irritates the mucous membrane of your mouth is possible. It's possible to cause leukoplakia. So that's good news that you weren't smoking and drinking. And as I said, only a few percent of people who have it and leave it where it's not even treated will develop the cancerous changes. So you need to be examined, you know, whatever frequency ear, nose, and throat doctor said. And if there's anything you can think of that's been irritating any part of your mouth and up in the palate, usually not. So I just don't know what it is. Don't know what it is. Let's talk to Sandra. This is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I seem to have a problem with my thyroid. It's been about 10 years going on now, and they've given me Synthroid all these years. Well, it has done absolutely nothing. The doctor says that I'm right where I'm supposed to be as far as the hormones or whatever, but I have absolutely no libido. I have almost cradle's cap on my, you know, hairline because my skin is so dry. Mm-hmm. What else can I take?
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 48.
48. How long has the libido been an issue?
Probably about 7 years now.
How many?
5 to 7 years.
5-7 years. Well, I wouldn't put thyroid on the list, on the up to the top of the list of causing low libido. And women, this is a huge subject. I could spend the whole show on it. There are drug companies that are clamoring to come up with new things, and they will soon. You need to talk to your gynecologist, who's a person, hopefully will be sympathetic and help you deal with this. You don't need to suffer from this. There are many, many ways of going about it. Many of it has to do with relationships. Many of it has to do with stress, psychology, depression, 1,000 different things, and how people make love through most of their life. And then all of a sudden, in the later years, think that, you know, same old is going to work. You know, when you're young and it seems automatic is one thing. But as we age, there often is an adjustment required for men and for women. So without getting into all the details of that, I would say for most women entering the menopause, which is where you're headed, and your estrogen levels are dropping, the most hopeful thing on the horizon is the use, and it's approved in Europe, but not here yet, and I think we should be a little cautious, a combination of estrogen and, testosterone, which is made as a patch now. And testosterone does seem to help. Depends how it's administered and the dose. There have been some disappointing studies, but it's just one of many things out there. And I think what's really, really important is for a woman to sit down and really examine with a sophisticated gynecologist or a sexual medicine specialist is a person I would go to. I just don't find that women with this get all the help that they can by a routine visit to their physician who may not be up on what's going on. And sexual medicine is a specialty, and there's just so many things that can be tried. You just need a good, complete workup and a good history. And I can't help you with this right now because of the brevity of this program, but there are women who have inhibited desire. There's women who have desire, but the physical response isn't quite there. So we treat it all kind of differently. But sit down, take a psychosexual inventory in your life, and sit down with your partner and talk about it and see where you are on the curve. And some women, for instance, nothing turns them on. You know, you can show them suggestive materials. You can hit them with all the romance and build up and direct sexual therapy, and nothing happens. Versus women who don't have that issue, but they find that their tissues don't respond and they have pain and dryness and, et cetera. So it's a big complex deal. But the good news is, you see, that you have, you can eliminate the thyroid as an issue because your levels seem to be okay. In which case, then you can move on to looking at other aspects of your hormone profiles and also the psychosexual stuff. I think that's just so critical and overlooked. And when you really get into that, I find that's where most cases of inhibited desire come from. They're issues that relate to what one expects from oneself, one's relationship, etc. All right, there's a brief overview. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adele, coming right back.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show on how record unemployment has increased work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in, claiming they can make hundreds a day? You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome55.com. And it's their integrity that has made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome55.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck. Go to incomeathome55.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and incomeathome55.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Go to incomeathome55.com. Incomeathome55.com. That's incomeathome55.com.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
112.
Everybody, people calling and looking for that list of medications, go to FDA.gov and you'll find it. And for consumer information about weight loss products, FDA.gov. All right, let's talk to Tom in Washington. How you doing, Tom?
Hello, doctor.
Hi.
Hey, earlier in the program you mentioned the weight loss product Celsius, and it reminded me of when I was freezing in the car this morning, warming it up, and you must burn a lot of calories when you're shivering. Now, I would never endorse it, but has any crackpot ever come up with a hypothermia type diet?
Well, Tom, not a bad one. Not that I know of, and indeed, shivering does burn calories. The idea is to create heat, although there's some debate exactly why we shiver and the back and forth on the muscles. Does it create enough heat to make a difference? We do know that fidgeting, I'm doing it right now, I'm a fidgeter, I'm willing to admit it, you see people like me, my tap of my toes going up and down is never a part of my body. I'm never completely still. If you think I'm still inside, I'm wiggling my toes and my shoes. Always something going. Fidgeting all day long can burn enough calories to make the difference between being fat and thin, especially over the long haul and assuming you eat moderately. So it isn't that out of whack. And why someone hasn't come up with it, I have no idea, considering that in the 50s and 40s, someone came up with the tapeworm diet, where people thought they were taking tapeworms in pills. I think all that's an urban rumor, by the way. I'm not sure that was ever really done. There's a very famous ad that might be apocryphal and might itself be an urban rumor, but I remember my parents talking about it and how somebody had went to the bathroom and put the pill on the windowsill in the bathroom and saw a worm crawling out of it. See, that makes me think it's totally apocryphal. It's an urban rumor because that wouldn't happen. If you had a tapeworm egg in a pill, it would not come alive in the windowsill and crawl out at you. Either way, no. The answer is no, and why don't we just not tell people, because you never know. Let's talk to Peter. How you doing, Peter?
How you doing, Dr. Dandel? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I called a few weeks ago on my daughter having Kawasaki disease and aspirin, but this call pertains to my 3.5-year-old son that back in January, or this year of January 14th, he was admitted to the hospital with a low platelet count of 6,000. Last week, we took him for another appointment, and his low platelet counts are down to 20,000, and I have another appointment in a month. But they're talking two alternatives, put him back into the hospital to give him the immune globulin, mm-hmm. or put him on steroids for life. Are there any other
Do they think that he's going to need this for life? I mean, I got to ask a question, though. There is a condition, the most common one, called, oh, my gosh, it's a big word, idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. Let's call it ITP for short. Do you know if your child has that?
No, I can't answer that. I didn't specifically ask if he has, but they haven't given me very many options other than putting him back in the hospital.
Yeah, well, you need to get these options. First, find out what he has. I, T, like in tree, and P, like in Peter. See if he has that. That usually goes away with kids. You don't want to let the platelets get too low because platelets are involved in clotting and they can bleed. So you got to kind of do something depending on how low the platelets are, but it often goes away by itself. Steroids help it on its way. Steroids for life would be kind of radical. I would not assume he'd need to be on them because we think it's an autoimmune disease. Later on, sometimes we take out the spleen and it cures them. Sometimes the immune globulin that they're going to do to modulate the immune system, which is turned on too much. I always need to say that for people who think they want a turned-on immune system. You can give platelet transfusions if things get out of hand. So I think your child's going to be okay. At this particular point, I think I'd try the immune globulin, although short-term steroids can help also. And I wouldn't assume they'll be on for the rest of the life, because if that's the case, and you got to think about that, because steroids for life can cause side effect. All right? All right, before we go quickly, Heather, a caller has a great idea, a new diet bestseller. You ready? It's a two-step diet. I think there was a couple in a two-step diet. Put the fork down, go for a walk. I love it. My original idea for a diet book was shut your mouth and go for a walk, but the publishers didn't like that. Then what are you going to put in another 300 pages? All right, I'm Dr. Dinadel, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
I came back from a weekend with the boys, took one look at my wife, and couldn't believe my eyes. Her face was so smooth. It was like she turned the clock back 10 years.
I look at her. No more crow's feet, and her frown lines disappeared. It's amazing.
Do you want to know the secret to smoother skin, less wrinkles, and no more dark circles? Introducing Icera, the clinically proven skincare serum that rolls on. Icera is designed to treat even the toughest wrinkles, crow's feet, and even eliminates dark circles and under-eye puffiness. Want to try it yourself? Well, now you can. Risk-free. That's right. Roll away wrinkles with Icera. It's guaranteed to work for you. Even the ones closest to you won't believe their eyes.
I still can't believe the difference a couple of days made.
So what are you waiting for? Roll away wrinkles and roll back the clock. Call today for your risk-free trial of Icera. 888-535-8518. 888-535-8518. That's 888-535-8518.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-682-6681. That's 1-800-682-6681.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free. Call 1-800-682-6681. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now. Call 1-800-682-6681. That's 1-800-682-6681.
Warm weather's on the way. If you have leg veins, now's the time to get them treated. Dr. Palmer White from the Laser Light Treatment Center has developed one of the most effective and non-invasive treatments for varicose veins, vein ablation.
We get 99 to 100% clearance of ropey veins in one treatment without surgery. We get 60 to 80% clearance of spider veins in one treatment. Patients walk in with big ropey veins and walk out with those veins collapsed before they leave the office.
I'm back into shorts. I'm back into dresses. I don't have to wear leg makeup anymore. I went to Hawaii and was in a bathing suit.
It's nice to have good-looking legs.
I'm Dr. Palmer White. If you're considering treatment for varicose veins or spider veins, come and see me. Consultations are free, so you have nothing to lose except a vein.
Get back into bathing suits and shorts. Call Laser Light Treatment Center today at 415-892-9550. That's 892-9550. 892-9550. For more information, go to KGORadio.com/veins.
746.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Nadell here. Let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome.
Good, Dr. Dean. Thanks for taking the call. I went into the doctor's office about 12 days ago, and I had a swelling around my navel. It felt like my belly button was going to pop. And he diagnosed me with omphalitis.
Mm-hmm.
Put me on antibiotics, and I'm now went through my whole session of antibiotics, and I'm wondering if it starts to get worse, should I do like a CAT scan or?
I mean, the most common cause of what you have and is. Do I ask you a question? Do you ever clean your belly button? Do you ever use a Q-tip, anything like that, in your belly button?
I don't. No.
No, because most common cause is a piece of cotton caught in there that causes an infection. Is it cured and it's not swollen anymore?
It's getting better. I'm now off the antibiotics. Today was my last day.
Yeah.
It has gotten better every single day.
Yeah. Well, if it continues to not get better, you can try warm soaks. But once again, in my experience, the most common cause is something is in there. And you need to talk to the doctor, maybe having to poke around. But the first line of treatment is what the doctor did. I would prescribe warm soaks for you 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day with a warm washcloth just to keep it open and draining if anything is coming out of there. And it is usually not serious, but you can get something more serious around the belly button. So let's talk about that when you get there. Let's talk to Malcolm in Alabama. How you doing, Malcolm? Not much time, but let's try.
Yes, sir. My daughter is 26 years old. She's just had to have her gallbladder removed. She's seriously overweight. I have a hard time talking with her about it.
It's hard.
I'm concerned that she needs professional help. What do I do?
Yes, I think you should try and get her professional help. She's got to want it. And anytime you say something about this, you risk them feeling offended and hurt and criticized, and that makes matters worse. You got to start with love and ask her what she wants for herself. In other words, say, dear, what do you want? Would you rather weigh more or weigh less? Is this on purpose? And then help her get there. And help her figure out a way to reduce the number of calories she eats. Get her a registered dietitian. Get a professional involved. But you got to get her on board because it's a lifetime commitment. All right? Hey, good luck, and I'm glad you care, Dad. Join us for the next program. I'm Dr. Edel. Till then, be well.
As a parent, I'm all my kids have. I've got to think about what might happen to them if something happened to me.
Life insurance isn't something people like to think about, but if you have loved ones, you should. Life insurance is like a promise to your family that they won't have to worry about how they'll pay the bills if something happens to you. Garden State Life has been helping families keep their promises for over 50 years, and they make it easy. You can get up to $150,000 of affordable protection for your family without a medical exam. There's no waiting period, and your benefits will never decrease. And no sales visits either. Call now for your free informational promise package, including a free quote. Call 800-708-3399. Not all products are available in all states. Not all amounts are available at all ages. Policies have limitations and terms under which they may be continued or discontinued. Call for your Garden State Life free quote and your informational promise package at 800-708-3399. 800-708-3399.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes,